From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Following yesterday's bombing incidents, Guyana security forces today discovered three more explosive devices. And Guyana's economic recovery program dealt a serious blow as the United States cuts back on promised support. The ACP Secretary General enters a controversy over the Dominican Republic's plan to export bananas to Europe.
We are all very surprised and very disappointed, and some are very angry that such reports should be now coming out of Santo Domingo.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Security forces in Guyana have been placed on a countrywide alert following two bomb explosions and the discovery of three other devices in Georgetown, the capital. This report from Sharif Khan.
The explosions Monday slightly damaged two sewerage and telephone control boxes, and police patrols later found the three metal pipe homemade bombs at similar installations at other points in this capital city. Deputy Police Commissioner Cecil Skip Roberts told reporters today all security forces were on alert, and it was clear the bombs were made by one set of people. The devices found, he says, are identical. Three persons were slightly injured in the two explosions, and routine police investigations have not yet turned up any suspects. Roberts says the bombs detonated by the bomb squad could have killed and caused much damage. He says the devices contain sulfuric acid, sugar, and some other substances. Some organization or an organized group made one set of the devices, Roberts told reporters, adding that somebody has some motive behind the spate of bombings. Two opposition parties, the Working People's Alliance and the People's Progressive Party, today condemned the bombings. The PPP says it hopes police would expedite investigations and not look for scapegoats in the political opposition. And the WPA says it supports nonviolent solutions to the country's woes. Sharif Khan, Georgetown, for BBC Caribbean Report.
And still in Guyana, two men convicted of a double murder committed in 1985 were hanged this morning at the Georgetown prison. Last Thursday, upon hearing of the decision to carry out the death sentence, one of the men, 27-year-old Elroy Aaron, made a sworn confession stating that his colleague, 44-year-old Sylvester Sturge, was not at the scene of the crime and was totally innocent. However, that last-minute plea was dismissed and the men went to the gallows at 8 this morning. The hangings have been condemned by the Guyana Human Rights Association, which called them a brutal distraction from the failure of the country's judicial system. It's reported that 8 more people are to be hanged for separate offences before the end of the month. Guyana's use of the death penalty was today criticised by the Bishop of Trinidad and Tobago, Clive Abdullah.
Well, to begin with, of course, I am against the death penalty being carried out. But in addition to that, we have been concerned for some time that the human rights violations in Guyana seem to be entered into without too much forethought, and this distresses me. With regard to the execution of Aaron, along with the other fellow, that distresses me even more, since, of course, no stone should be left unturned to ensure that there is no miscarriage of justice, especially when the death penalty, when it is carried out, cannot be reversed. And so I am greatly distressed at this. I know that there are a number of other hangings that take place, and I hope that the Guyanese government would respond in a more careful manner to these things.
Bishop Clive Abdullah. And we stay in Guyana as that country's economic recovery program is in jeopardy following the news that the United States is chipping in less money to the effort than was originally promised. As Sharif Khan reports from Georgetown, the U.S. decision seriously sets back Guyana's attempts to enter into an agreement with the International Monetary Fund.
The United States Embassy here today announced Washington is contributing about $1 million U.S. dollars to the economic recovery scheme. A statement from the United States Information Service says the grant could be used to help Guyana pay off arrears to the International Monetary Fund and other international financial institutions. Unless these arrears are paid, Guyana cannot enter a formal support program with the fund and draw down on fund resources. This has, for almost a year, held up a fund program for Guyana and stymied the economic recovery plan. Although the U.S. has finally come through with some money, this is not enough to clear the arrears. Western backers of President Desmond Hoyt had agreed to put together a $20 million U.S. dollar package to pay off the arrears, and Washington was to have stumped up $7 million as its part of the deal. The grant announced today by the American Embassy here is $6 million short of the promised U.S. quota. Finance Minister Carl Greenidge is reportedly out of the country, and government officials today could not say how devastating this shortfall is to the economic recovery program. The Americans say the grant to Guyana came in the face of severe fiscal constraints, but the U.S. was conveying its conviction that Guyana's economic recovery effort merits international help. A besieged President Desmond Hoyt, however, needs much more than those words of comfort.
Now for a look at the financial markets in London today.